here's a story from The World.
And now a strange trickle-down effect of the coronavirus. Dutch mink fur farms have been ordered to close. That's because two farm employees in the Netherlands have caught the coronavirus from the animals. Thousands of minks are known to be infected, and hundreds of thousands more have already been euthanized. More than 100 farms will be forced to close. Animal rights activists have been calling on the closure of mink fur farms for decades. Esther Ouwehand is a member of parliament in the Netherlands and the leader of the country's animal rights political party. So your party has been trying to end this for decades, one of the reasons the party formed in the first place. Are we looking, Esther, at a situation where it's the pandemic that has essentially ended the fur industry in the Netherlands?
Our parliament decided years ago that it does not longer accept the breeding of animals just for fur alone. So our parliament already decided that it's unethical to go on with fur industry, but they also decided to have a 10-year period to give the breeders a chance to find another job. But within this period of 10 years, the coronavirus broke out, and now our medical experts are warning against the risks that can happen because mink can catch corona, and they can form a reservoir, and they can infect people with corona. So because of a new argument for public health and public safety, the closing down of our fur farms will happen now instead of 2024. It's good for the animals, but also good for public health that we're closing down farms like this.
I understand that closing these farms is a horrible process. Hundreds of thousands of minks, some pups, killed using carbon monoxide gas. Is there a more humane way to close these farms?
Unfortunately, there is not. The way these animals are killed are the way they are killed for their fur anyways. The only thing that has changed is that they are killed sooner. The farms that are not infected yet will just go on till the end of this year, and then all the animals will be killed for their fur. But the legislation that we're passing right now is saying that you cannot breed again. So this is the last time that we're going to see mink being gassed in this country.
You mentioned this earlier, Esther. Hundreds of people are going to be out of work because of this ban on mink farms. What is the plan to help them transition to a different business or livelihood?
Well, there will be some compensation. And because our parliament decided in 2014 to end the mink farms, but to give the mink farmers an opportunity to look for new jobs, to end their farms in a way that they can earn back their investments. So now that the farms are closing somewhat sooner, there will be some compensation to help them to end their farms in a good way and find new jobs.
There have been similar wildlife farming bans in China as it becomes more apparent how diseases can spread in environments where animals are held in confined spaces. So I'm just curious what you think this moment, this pandemic represents for animal rights.
Well, I think this is a huge moment in the growing awareness on what raising animals for their meat or their milk or their fur means for public health as well. We just passed a motion as well that asks our government to look very closely at the risks that factory farming pose for public health. So our parliament is definitely waking up to the risks of having so much animals crowded together in your agricultural industry. This growing awareness is important for animal rights because people are starting to realize that raising animals for their milk or their meat or their fur is a huge threat to our own health and obviously to the health of the animals themselves.
Esther Ouwehand is a member of parliament in the Netherlands. She's been speaking with us from The Hague. Thank you very much for your time, Esther.
Thank you so much.